Vayter and Shasper and Daf Yud Beis, picking it up on Yud Beis, about, I don't know, 15 lines down or so in the middle of the page. Uli Yirokos. Next part of the Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that Aleph Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yirokos, meaning you can't mix from one year to the next when taking off a Maisos. Zok the Heilige Gemara Tana. We learned in a Braisa three things: Uli Yirokos, Uli Maisos, Uli Nedarim. This is Aleph Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yirokos, Maisos, and Nedarim. We'll see Nedarim, what that means soon, but first let's deal with the first two. Fact of the matter, Yirokos, my ninu. When you say it's for Yirokos, what are we talking about? Maiser Yer, if you're talking about taking off Maiser for vegetables. Says Gor, Hainu Maisos. That's what it means when it says Maisos. So why are you talking about over here, well, the Yirokos? What exactly are you adding? Says Gemara, Tana. Now really, there are two different types we're referencing here. One is Darabanan, and one is Daraisa. So Machlokas are showing them about this. And go just straight up with Rashi says that only Dog and Tirish V'yitz are grain, wine, and oil are Chayiv and Maisros. Everything else is only Chayiv Midirabanon. Everything else is only Midirabanon. So, therefore, when it says over here, these two statements of Yirokos and Maisros, the one of them is talking about Darabanon. That would be Yirokos is talking about Darabanon, like vegetables. And Maisos, meaning vegetables, anything other than grain, wine, and oil. And the second thing is Daraisa, grain, wine, and oil. It's Tana Darabanan, Vikatani Daraisa. One's Darabanan, one's Daraisa. So the question is, if you tell me that we said three statements, Yirokos, Maisos, and the Darim, Yirokos the first thing, why are you mentioning the Darabanan before Daraisa? Why are you saying Yirokos then Maisos, if we know the Maisos is the Daraisa one? Says the Gemara, listening to Daraisa Bereisha. Says, no, Aidi, the Chavivale Akdama, because of the fact that it's chaviv to him, therefore he put that one first. This is the Rabbanon, they brought it about, therefore he brought the concept of the Rabbanon first. Says Gemara, V'tana didan, what about our Tana, meaning in our Mishnah, what does he say? He only mentions the concept of Yirokos, the Rabbanon one. Tana Rabbanon, why are you only saying that one? Tana Rabbanon, V'kol Shechin D'Raisa. It's Rabbanon and certainly also D'Raisa. Now, for the Gemara, Velisni Meiser. When this Brisa, let us say Meiser. Why are you saying Meisros? Why are you saying in the plural? Say it in the singular. It says, no, because you know what it's referencing? It's talking about two things. Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dagan. It's talking about both Meiser Behema. They have to take, you can only take off from 1 year to the same year, only within the same year. And it's also, the cutoff for it is also an Aleph Tishrei. Therefore, it says both of them. In fact, the Gemara, Velisni Yerek, my why is saying Yirokos? What is a plural? It should say it in the singular. There are two different types of vegetables. What are the two different types? Some type of vegetables are those that get all bound up, that you bind them before you go ahead and you deal with them. So you bind up the veggies, and those that are usually bound and sold, and only when they are bound does the chiv begin. And the other types that are sold unbound, the chiv kicks in only, or kicks in when the kli is filled up. And both are included in the din that Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. That's what we're going to see right now. Trey Gavni Yark, Ditnan. Yark HaNegod Mishayegod. Those that are bound up, the ones when the time it gets bound. Shainu Negod Mishayamali Sakli, when you fill it up. Okay, Tanarabanon. As we're about to see, we know that vegetables are different than other types of produce. Other produce, the year is decided and determined when they grow. Veggies goes according to when you harvest them, when you pick them. Tanarabanon. Liket Yark Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ad shelo tavo shemesh. Let's say you picked the Erev Hashanah toward the sunset, meaning the very end of the year. V'chazav relikeit, and then you went ahead. Beep, turn the page. Yud beis ama beis. Misha tavo shemesh, and then once it finally the next day, basically, then what happens is right before Hashanah, right after, ain tarmin u'maasin mizel zeh. You're not allowed to take trumos and maisos one or the other. Lefisha ain tarmin u'maasin lo min achadash al yoshan lo min yoshan al achadash. You can't go from 1 year to the next. And therefore, it cuts it off. And im ha'isa shniya nechnasis l'shlishis, if it's the end of the second year going into the beginning of the third year, then shniya ma'iser rishon u'ma'iser sheni, then the one that you picked right before Shoshana, at the end of the second year, you know, take off ma'iser rishon and ma'iser sheni, and shlishis ma'iser rishon u'ma'iser ani. Now we know that there's halacha, something known as the seven-year shmita cycle. The first year and the second year, every year you take off truma, and you take off meiser rishon. That's 10% what you give to the Levi. The first year and the second year, the fourth year and the fifth year, right? So it splits into threes: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then shemitah. So 1, 2, and then 4, 5. So 1 and 2 is meiser rishon. 3 is meiser sheni. I'm sorry, 1 and 2 is meiser sheni. 3 is meiser ani. 4 and 5 is meiser sheni. And then 6 is Meiser Ani. So if it's the end of the second year, then whatever you picked over there goes to Meiser Sheni, and whatever the following year goes to Meiser Ani. So that's what it says over here. Meiser Sheni, Chazal Shlishis, and the Sheni Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The second is going to be Meiser Rishon and Sheni. And then the other one, Shlishis, Meiser Rishon, U Meiser Ani. It's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, but you do not do Meiser Sheni. So now the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that year 3 and 6 we don't do Meiser Sheni? Where do we know that from? Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Kisachalu la'aser is kol Meiser tvuoscha v'shana shlishis shnas ha'Meiser. Kisachalu, when you finish giving off the Meiser, as kol Meiser tvuoscha, all the Meiser tvuoscha, v'shana shlishis, the third year, shnas ha'Meiser, spoken in the singular. So as the Gemara, shana she'ein ba ela Meiser echad, a year that there's only going to be one Meiser. Now what does that mean? Two options. Says the Gemara, ha'ketzad, Meiser rishon u'Meiser ani. Meiser Sheni, you bought Del. Does it mean that we give Meiser Rishon, and this is now is the third year, the sixth year, so you give Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni is Batel? Oeno, Ella, Af Meiser Rishon, Nami, you bought Del. The only thing you give is going to be Meiser Ani. Tamalome, therefore comes the post and say, nine, don't say such a thing. Of course, there's always going to be Meiser Rishon. The question is whether or not we're just getting rid of Meiser Sheni or not, and then we do. Tamalome, Ella, Vim, Tedaber, Vamarta, Lem, Kisikhu, Meis, Bene, Israel, is a Meiser. When you take from Israel, Meiser, because whenever you think of Meiser, 10% goes to the Levi. Asher Nasati, Lechem, Meitam, Ben Nachalotchem, that I gave to you from the Nachalot. Now we go and make an now. Okay, Shkoyach, how do you know that means in year 3 and year 6? Maybe year 3 and 6, you don't give them that. This Gemara, Hikisho Akasav Linachalot, the Makishit to Nachalot, to inheritance. Ma Nachalot ain't lefsik, just like Nachalot. No matter when a person dies, and even if they don't have, whether or not a person has any Yorshim or not, just find a way that it's going to go somewhere. Of Meiser Rishon, there's no Hefsik when it comes to Meiser Rishon. So what we're talking about over here, the reason why it's in the singular, because the singular is telling you it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, and there is no Meiser Sheni that year. Tanya Nami Hachriyaz of Abraisa supports this concept. The Pasuk says, Ki Sechala La'aser means Shana She'in Ba Ela Meiser Echad, a year there's only one Meiser. Okay, so now, so Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani. Meiser Sheni Yibata or Mevata Meiser Sheni. Yachal Af Meiser Rishon Nami Yibata. Maybe you'd have thought you'd even get rid of Meiser Rishon. Tamad Lomer Uba Alevi, like we just said. Kol Zman Sheba Tein Lo. Anytime he comes, you give it to him. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer says another idea. Says, Eino Tzarech. They don't even need that. You know why? Because Arayu Omer Ve'el Elevim Tedaber V'amarte Aleim Ki Sikhu Meis Bnei Yisrael Etz HaMeiser Shanasat Yilchem Yitam Banachal Etzachem. Same Josh we said before. Kisho Kosov Lanachal Ma'anachal Ein Lo Efsik Av Ein Lo Efsik Af Meiser Rishon Ein Lo Hefsek. Okay, now we're up to the very next part, which is Nidarim. Say that Aleph Tishrei is the year for Nidarim. Tana Rabba, non zok the heilige b'raisa, hamuda anah mechaver l'shana. Let's say a person says they're going to be madder than themselves. Anah, I'm not going to get any anah from my friend. Let's say the marshal, this guy, Gavriel, he says, I'm not taking any anah from my friend Yossi. Bli neder. But let's say he says such a thing for l'shana, mona shnema sechodesh miyom liyom. So what do you say? Can you count 12 months? Day to day. V'im Amar l'shanazu. But if he says for this year, afil l'amad el beser mitishah of el, even if it's the 29th day of el, the very last day of the year, kevichigay yomechad mitishah also l'shana. Once you get the very next day, also l'shana, this year, the year is complete, and therefore he's now allowed to get hanah from him, even though it's one day later. And afil l'amad Amar yomechad b'shana enu chashav shana. Even according to what it says that one day of the year is not, as you recall, in the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says one day is kitchen like a year, but Lazar says 30 days. Says even the man da amr that says echad b'shana einu choshev shana. Rabbi Lazar letzarei nafshei kabel alei v'hal itzarei. He took upon himself that he's going to be mitzayir himself, and therefore by saying I'm not getting enough from him, and even one day it was yotzei yischov of being in a state of tsar, and therefore even Rabbi Lazar would say that the next year, the next day, he's allowed to get hanah from him. So the gemara ve'ema nisan. Why are you saying that this is all talking about Tishrei? Maybe it means Nisan? He says, no. With the Dharma, we go according to the way that people speak and the way that people generally understand that a new year is Tishrei. Rashi says, Lashon b'nei Adam, she'ein Adam noder, ela alashon shehu ragil ledaber. V'derech b'nei Adam, likos Tishrei Shoshana. Therefore, here as well, he actually means Tishrei. And therefore, it's Aleph Tishrei. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.